Yeah, that wasn't a very good play for us. I think it's important that, number one, you improve. And I think we have. I think the last 2 weeks our coverage units have done a fine job. And I anticipate that we will not punt the ball in a way that he can return it. And I anticipate we won't miss six tackles this time.
You notice, Reggie, early in the year, maybe the tank camp wasn't as good as it needed. Is that improving?
No, I think he's improving. I think it's all coordinated. You need the proper punt, and then you got it covered. First of all, you got to protect it. The coverage unit needs to protect. You got to punt the ball properly, and then you need to cover in a way where you get the returner on the ground. And I think we've made improvements in all those areas.
You expect DeQuell or Ruben to be back practicing today?
We'll see. I think there's a chance that one or both could be there.
And then how about the receivers? Are you going to have to make?
We'll have some guys out there. We'll have guys out there.
Hey, Bill, when it comes to the play calling, how has it worked out? I don't know if you care to share this with us or not. Calling the plays?
I don't. No, I send the plays in. I'm responsible for what goes in. And Brad and I communicate on it. So that's how it goes.
You know, we talk about all the time, you know, this player and that player and, you know, all these other things.
Sure.
When you as the head coach, and it all falls into your lap with going through something like this, and it's, you know, not what you want, and it's, you know, you're trying to, you know, get it turned around. How do you get through it? I mean, how do you, you know, keep yourself grounded and keep yourself going and not get, you know, dragged down?
Well, I just keep moving. I try to make today, being Thursday, the best Thursday of the year. I try to inspire the players to do that. And we just keep moving. And I see progress. I see young players getting better. I'm inspired when Josh Gordon makes the catch like he did. I'm inspired when Usama Young intercepts the football and runs with it. Game days never get old for me. I'm inspired by that. With all the good things in life, those are the things that inspire me. Watching guys that were coaching, I'm inspired when a screen works and it's been emphasis, you know, a point of emphasis. So that's what we work on. That's what we focus on. And I think that's the essence of what we are. We're teachers, you know, and you try to get guys or help guys do certain things, and they're individuals and human beings working with one another, and you try to put out there a winning product and win a game. So that's what we do. We, believe it or not, don't focus on the other stuff.
Pat, how important do you think the run-pass ratio is? Is it totally dictated by score, or can you influence it?
No, I think it's important. I think this. You have to score points, and you have to score as many points as you need to win the football game. All right, now, I think it's very important that the running back is involved throughout the football game. I think that's important, and you need to be able to run the ball. I believe in running the football, but I think one has to go hand in hand with being able to throw the ball efficiently and explosively, which means you need to get completions, and you need to get big plays. I think that's the way it is. And when you run the ball, you want to be efficient. You want to be able to get 4 yards a crack. And then if you put players out there that have the skill and ability to get in the end zone, like we're starting to see with some of our young guys, then it all ties together.
And your guards, have to block better for Trent specifically.
I wouldn't point to just the guards. I think it's important. You know, the running game attacks all the holes, whether you're inside, off tackle, or outside. And so it's important that it's all coordinated. Centers, guards, and tackles all have to block equally well.
So, I mean, do you think they're doing it sufficient, or does it have to get better?
Well, I think we can get better, but I'm not going to point the finger at our guards. I think it's important our guys win their individual matchups, but it's equally important that they work well together. I think that unit needs to work well together. That's why you're always talking about guys that have had a chance to play together for a long time function better as a unit. There's a lot of times where you start out with a double team, right, and one of them will slip off to a second-level player. That's working together.
Is it fair to say that the pass blocking is maybe a little ahead of the run blocking?
I wouldn't say that. Nope.
Fully confident TJ Ward can be effective with his hand?
Yeah, I am. Pat, I think he can be. I've seen guys in the past play with Cass, and I think he can be. I think what you'll find is as time goes on, the casts get a little smaller. You get more comfortable, and I think that'll happen. But he can function. Yeah, he can grab. I mean, obviously not quite as well as he would without it, but I don't think it should be a reason why he plays well or not.
Hey, Pat, in terms of Trent Richardson being voted as a captain this week, have you noticed that he's more willing to kind of speak out and try to develop a leadership role than maybe a typical rookie?
I don't know if he speaks out more than a typical rookie. I think rookies come in and they try to establish themselves as teammates with their level of play, and I think he's starting to do that. I think he has natural leadership ability. You've had a chance to visit with him. I think his answers are well thought out, and he understands his role on this team. And so all those things I think will make him a good leader as we go.
How much is just preservation and not wearing him out play into the playing time that he's getting now?
We're doing what we have to do to win games. And if he's available, he's healthy to play as much as we choose to play him.
Are young guys like Trent and Brandon, getting back to Nate's question, do they have to be more leaders by example when they come in, as far as instead of being more vocal leaders? Is that something that it takes time to evolve for veterans to kind of respect that?
Well, there's a chemistry in the locker room that for some that haven't been in there, you know, when you add yourself to a locker room, whether you're a free agent player or a rookie, you come in with a reputation. Nobody knows you. Everybody hears that you're all this and all that. And so you have to establish yourself by playing and playing well. And I think that can be said for everyone. And so I encourage our rookies to first impress everyone with what they do. And then as time goes on, people will start to listen to what they say. And I think that's just generally how a locker room's built. You typically find guys that are leaders, once they've established themselves, as guys that are good enough at what they do where they can extend themselves to help others. And that could be one good definition of a leader. So that's why you see a lot of times your best and most dynamic players assuming leadership roles.
How has Josh Gordon been coming along both on the field? Have you been able to add more, you know, to his plate that way? And how is he kind of handling the whole NFL life, you know?
Well, we keep track of our young players until we get a feel for their personal lives, you know, and then we watch and make sure things are – we talk to them, we communicate with them from that standpoint. On the personal side, from a football side, I think he's learning how to be a pro. I was glad to see that he had a good week of practice, or better in my mind, and then he went out in the game and had success. Kind of validates that, hey, if you do this, this will happen. And I think that's now, once you do it once, part of being a pro now is then repeating it and being consistent. And I think that's what he'll strive for.
Offensive line again. It seemed like last week maybe you incorporated a little bit more toss sweep to Trent and saw Mack, Laval, Schwartz,
right,
you know, getting out running.
Right.
Does that make you feel, you know, good that you can expand on that a little bit and that your offensive line can handle every facet of what you need with a back like Trent?
Yeah, I think our guys can block any type of run. As I mentioned, you run it inside, you run it off tackle, and you run it on the perimeter. We felt like there was ways that we could attack the Giants' perimeter, and so we called plays designed to do that. By the nature of how defenses line up sometimes, it's not quite as good in other games. So just to say you're going to do it you know, you can't. But back to your question, I think our guys can zone block, and they can gap block, and then they can obviously run those sweeps.
Where does Josh's development through 5 games? Do you remember, like, look back to last year with Greg, like 5 or 6 games into it?
Yeah.
Can you compare and contrast those two?
Well, I think Greg had more opportunities. You know, he was forced into more of a starting type role just by the nature of the way last season developed. Josh Gordon has been able to come along a little bit slower, you know. Now, as I mentioned, we don't have any rookies anymore. The pace picks up for all of them.
A.J. Green is, you can have blanket coverage on the guy, and he can still make a catch on you because just on a jump ball, and given that he has close to half a foot on Joe Hayden, what's the key for Joe Hayden against him as far as not letting him hurt you on balls in which he even has good coverage on?
Well, you got to – what's important is you cover the guy as well as you can, and then when the ball goes up, you make a play on it. You fight for it. You know, the physical nature of who's playing against who, you just got to battle. That's just the way it works. And, you know, you count on a lot of other things. You count on the pass rush maybe disrupting the throw. You count on you reacting to the ball quicker than the receiver. You may have to jump a little higher than him. But it starts by making sure you're tight to coverage.
What makes the Bengals defensive, the front four, so effective? I think they're tied for the league in sacks.
Yeah.
Especially Atkins has.
Yeah. No, first off, they're a very talented group. And then secondly, I talked about this the last time we played the Bengals. I think their scheme allows them to get some one-on-ones. They walk the linebackers up. They're willing to pressure. You know, you can have a guy blocked, but he gets on your edge. You know, so I think their scheme – and their talent play hand in hand. You know, it works well together.
How has he kind of helped ease the loss of Phil Taylor for you guys? He just seems very active. And
yeah, I think so.
Productive.
You know, it's safe to say that we were dependent heavily on Hughes and Wynn to step in and give us a bunch of good snaps, and we're starting to see these guys develop pretty well, and they're giving us. They're playing hard, and they're giving us some good snaps. And, you know, I think one way to look at it is they're holding down the fort till Phil gets back. I don't think so. I think it'll be great when we add Phil back to the mix because they're developing into good NFL players.
Go ahead. Brandon Whedon yesterday said that he may have allowed his ego to get in the way a little bit, you know, in terms of forcing the ball and maybe taking the smart play. Is that a good positive step here in that kind of – humility from your quarterback?
Well, that's his way of phrasing it. I want an aggressive quarterback that understands it's important to take care of the football. How he phrases it, I think it's I'm glad to see that he's willing to admit mistakes like we all should be able to do, because then that's the starting point to make corrections. You've heard me talk about the teaching process in the past. You play fast and furious with no anxiety. If you make a mistake, you got to be willing to admit it. Then you can start making corrections. Then you get with your coach, you correct the mistake, you move on fast to the next play. So somewhere in there, the teaching process does not work unless you're man enough to admit you make a mistake.
Phil Taylor is eligible next week to return to practice.
Yeah, he looks great. We're hopeful he'll be back soon. And I think he'll be, let's just say this, I think he'll be right on schedule.
Yeah, we asked Richardson about the rookie wall. He kind of laughed at it. I mean, is that kind of non-existent now because college kids are playing in the second week of January, their practices are pretty intense. Do you worry about that anymore?
Yeah, you know, I worry about it a little bit. I worry about it because, as we know, everything in the NFL is challenged. It's very intense. You're playing the matchups each week are intense. So I concern myself with it a little bit. I think each player is different. And I do think as a head coach, I need to be aware of how that rookie wall affects all our players and how they treat their bodies. So I'm glad to hear that he doesn't think it's an issue. So I'll worry about somebody else. You know.
does it affect certain position areas of the running back? Where does I don't know.
Yeah, I think running backs, you know, those guys take a little bit of a beating. That's for sure. You know, you can imagine we toss you the ball, all eyes are on you, and they want to knock you out. You know, I mean, so regardless of how well they produce, running backs take a pounding. They do. There's a lot of other players where you're running around on the field, and if you don't choose to hit them, they won't hit you. You know, that's not the case with the runner.
Does it help a guy like Richardson, Pat, to have played for Saban, who's known for having some pretty physical, long practices, almost like a pro practice?
Yeah, you know, I worked for Nick for 3 years, so I'm well aware of how he does business. Yeah, I think so. Nick's an outstanding coach and very demanding guy. And I think having been through the Alabama program led by Nick Saban, Trent came here ready for the challenge of NFL football, for sure.
We haven't had a chance to see James Michael Johnson. I know he played special teams the other day. But how's he been looking in practice lately? Do you think he'll be working?
Yeah, he looks good in practice. I thought he looked good last week in practice, and we used him, as you know, primarily on special teams. But he's ready to play outside or inside linebacker if we need him to.